are live with Moira Kelly, and that was Beat of Love, Lover's Heart. And I'm just remembering, actually, it's just coming back to me that I think when I was very little, they taught me a lullaby called Tora Laura Laura.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, now some of the lyrics are in this pop song. There's this pop song out there that has Tora Laura Laura Woman into it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I know where you got that.
Is your family Irish or Scottish?
Half my family is Irish, the other half is Italian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, quite the combination. Very intense.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly my grandmothers, my grandmothers were born in America, but they always played music from their own countries.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that was probably came down through my dad, probably taught it to me. So yeah. Let me breeze through some stuff really quickly here.
Since
this one. The Seacoast Irish Festival, again, is an annual day-long diverse celebration of Irish dance, music, food, and Celtic culture in New England. And that will take place at the Rotary Pavilion stage in downtown Dover. That is September 28th from noon to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale at seacoastirishfestival.org. The lineup of main stage acts includes Eileen Ivers and Immigrant Soul and the Kevin McCrell Band as headliners of the schedule of Irish musicians and dancers to perform. For more information about the festival, the email address is contactdirector@dovermainstreet.org. And remember, if you have an item of interest you'd like us to include in our community calendar, please visit our website at wscafm.org for guidelines and information, and then email us at calendar@wscafm.org. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Portsmouth Herald, your homepage providing news and information for the greater Seacoast. You can get home delivery or ask a question at 888-736-4061 or on seacoastonline.com. And also get support from Water Street Bookstore in Exeter for over 20 years, raising and serving passionate members on the Seacoast community of New Hampshire and presenting author events and a new membership program, waterstreetbooks.com. All right, it's time to get back into some more great live music with Moira Kelly. And do you feel like doing some bold little drummer?
Yeah,
or?
Sure.
Okay.
This is a guitar one.
All right.
In there. One fine summer's morning of gallant gay, 24 ladies went out on the quay, and a regiment of soldiers that did pass them by, drawn her and one of them soon caught his eye. He went to his comrade and to him did say, 24 ladies I saw yesterday, one of them lady she has me heart won, and if she denies me I surely am gone. Well then go to this lady and tell her your mind, tell her she's wounded your poor heart in sight. Go and tell her she's wounded your poor heart full sore, and if she denies you, what can she do more? So then early next morning this young man arose, dressed himself up in a fine suit of clothes, with a watch in his pocket and a cane in his hand, saluting the ladies he walked down the strand. Lady then said, pardon me, lady, for making so free. Call me fine honored lady, you have me heart won, and if you deny me, I surely am gone. Now be off, little drummer, now what do you mean? I'm the Lord's daughter of Ballycastine. Yes, now I'm the Lord's daughter that's honored, you see. Be off, little drummer, you're making too free. be guilty of sin, to be guilty of innocent blood for to spill. Come back, little drummer, I'm here at your will. Good, then we'll hire a car and to Vansha we'll go. We will be married in spite of our foes, for now what can they say when it's over and done? When the die fell in love with the roll of your drum. One guy said to me one time, that's kind of coercive, isn't it?
What did you say?
You're mistaken.
That was Bold Little Drummer, We Are Love with Moira Kelly. And you're welcome to call in if you're just tuning in. You don't have to know the rest of the show. You could be up in Portsmouth or down in Gloucester or have just played with Moira in Market Square. We're at 603. 430-9722, that's 430-WSCA. Give us a call. You can say hello. All right. I want to fit as much of your music in as possible, so I'm thinking about jumping right into something, but okay. What do you think about maybe Go Lassie Go?
Okay. Do you know that one?
No, it happens to be right after, so I figured it was a good transition.
Yeah. It's a Scottish one.
Oh, okay.
And I think the words are by Robbie Burns, who's a famous Scottish poet. Pretty sure they are.
That's not about the dog, people.
I don't think so. I don't think you watch that much television.
Lamora's turning it to just say, oh.
You okay?
Yeah. I didn't know how long it took to tune. I was going to say people can get out and see you, but I'll tell them afterward. But they can get out and see you on Sundays. More info coming.
Dip a wild mountain time. all around that vermin pepper. Will you go, lassie, go?
Yeah. Moira Kelly live with Go, Lassie, Go. And let me ask you this. Since you live now in Gloucester and Cape Ann, but you come up and play in Portsmouth from time to time, both for us at WSCA and also live, you know, just right out in the square. And possibly
and I play at the press room.
You play at the press room,
yeah,
which is a great venue.
On a Friday. I'll be there Friday.
What is it that draws you to Portsmouth? What do you think some of the strengths of our local music scene in Portsmouth are, and what do you like about us as a town?
I just like the feel of the town, for one thing, and I always have from the first time I ever came here. And it just feels kind of, even though the street is a one way coming in, it allows a lot of foot traffic and people to feel comfortable and stuff. There's a lot of little alleyways and stuff that are very comfortable to walk in. And it's, I like a walking city,
mm-hmm,
that's sort of accountable to itself. And I think that Portsmouth is, you know, it lets people go into the gardens, or you can go on the trails, or you can pop back to Strawberry Banks, or you can, you know, just kind of wander around and just enjoy the lovely places to eat and the music that's here and stuff. And there's so many musicians and artists here. The Button Factory is the coolest place, and there's just a wonderful, wonderful bunch of people here. I just find everybody here to be pretty warm and welcoming, helpful. And, you know, that makes a difference, especially when you're out there playing and the weather's cold or it's windy or it's starting to get a little raw out there and stuff. People are nice. And, you know, sometimes they've said to me, oh, can I get you a cup of tea or something? You're freezing to death over here. I want to hear some more music. But, you know, they're so lovely. And I don't know, there's no place quite like Portsmouth. It's really a lovely, lovely, interesting place. I just like it a lot.
Great. Excellent. All right. How about If I Were? Is that an original or a traditional? Or?
Oh, If I Were a Baron's Heir.
That's one whole thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a...
there's If I Were, then I thought the next one's Baron's Heir.
That's... it's about somebody who, you know, wishes that they had money, but don't. But so they're saying if they were, you know, from,
sure,
wealthy, you know, sure, an heir of a baron.
Sure. I think we can all relate
everything
to that.
But it's by Andy M. Stewart, who writes a lot of really lovely songs. And it's funny, I talked to him one day down in Boston. I went down to see him, and he comes over every once in a while. He was from the group Silly Wizard with Johnny Cunningham and Phil Cunningham. And there was another fella in there, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name now. But anyway, and he said to me that his grandmother's name was Mary Kelly, and mine is Moira Kelly, which is the exact same name.
Right.
Which I found to be really surprising. You know, I had no idea that he had Irish ancestry. So I said, so where's she from? He says, how the hell do I know? He said, she never talked about it.
She's from a boat. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he had great funny songs and wonderful stuff, and he's just... The Silly Wizard music is awesome, and Johnny and Phil Cunningham are awesome. And Johnny has died, but if you can find any of his music, you won't be sorry. The two of them are amazing. And they play Celtic Colors is coming up in the Cape Breton area of Nova Scotia, Canada, on the week prior to Columbus Day. And that's their Thanksgiving up there. So they have this huge festival and all venues all over the island, all different kinds of things. And then at night, they have at the Gaelic College, St. Francis Xavier, I think that's what it is, near, all I can think of are terms in Gloucester. Where's my head? Anyway, it's outside Sydney. And you go there at night, and most of the headliners from the day are playing at the college for a quick half-hour stint.
Oh, a great deal.
And people in an old, old hall with a roaring fire at the end of it. Like, the fire is as big as the wall here. Like, the fireplace is monstrous. You could fit, like, 7 people in there. And it's just a great hall with a lot of old-fashioned tartans and weapons and things and behind glass and stuff. And it's just a roaring good time. It's a roaring good time. It's just loads of fun. So anyway, they played up there. Phil Cunningham did not too many years ago. But anyhow, so this is a song by their group, Silly Wizard, and Andy M. Stewart wrote it. I'm doing a lot of red-haired songs because one of them said auburn hair and then the neon rouge one, and that one was ginger means red hair
red
over
hair,
there that's
yeah.
what they call
yeah,
it
yeah that's starting to catch
it's funny because I didn't think of it until I got here.
You're going to make me vain. I'm going
to
be very vain.
Well, my dad was red.
Okay, cool.
But out of the 12 of us, none of us were red, but the grandkids, a lot of the grandkids are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, were the 12 of you a band? I just think of 12 musical people in the same household.
No.
No?
I mean, we've sung together, and there have been a few people who have heard us sing together, like at an Irish club in Fairfield, Connecticut, from time to time. But a couple of my sisters are really brilliant singers, and everybody's actually pretty good, even though some of them think they're not that great. But even though they didn't pursue it, one brother played the accordion, one sister played the mandolin, and all of us goofed around on a little teeny organ that we had, where we would do 5-6-5-3, 5-6-5-3, 9-9-7-8-8-5, you know, when we were little. And every once in a great while, we'll start singing again. But I have three sons, and unfortunately, one of them's living in Mexico, so I don't see him very often. But we sing together, and we've sung professionally together and played together. And so that's been, like, awesome. Mm-hmm. I love playing with them. There's nothing quite like it.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Figuring out harmonies, and we know each other so well and stuff. It's kind of this amazing thing. And I used to say to them when they were kids, you know, guys, if we could play together, you know, we could do pretty well. And they were like, poor dumb little mommy thinks we want to do the Irish stuff. And it's,
right,
but
right.
Then when they got older, and I asked one son, please, could you play the whistle on this thing for me at a, I'm a teacher. So I said, at this school. And then he said, yeah. And then the other son said, well, how come I didn't get asked? And I was like, what happened here?
Well, that's a secret. You have to make it a competition, and then you'll get it.
But their friends in high school used to go, what, your mother's playing the Irish Festival? Can we go?
Yeah, it's and cool
like,
now. It's cool.
Yes, you can if you want.
Yeah, see, the Dropkick Murphys got big, and then that's it. That was a cool thing.
Oh, man.
Or you could learn how to play punk. That would be the other, but I don't
there
see
you go,
doing
there
that.
You go. I'd like to try a spike do. Multicolored, I think.
Yeah.
Be cool with the harp. Like, just kind of an offset thing, you know?
Yeah. Or there's some angry Irish music out there. You could just kind of find
a
bitch
rebel stuff. Rebel stuff. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. There is. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, maybe we should dedicate something to your son. Child of mine is on here, but I don't want to dedicate something to your sons that's sad if it's too
no,
sad.
No, it's actually, but it's perfect for them. Yeah.
Good.
And it, and I'd like to dedicate it to Liam and Aiden, my grandkids, grandkids, and Kian too. Kian's down in Mexico. So, yeah. And Milo, his brother. So, all right.
So
this one is Child of Mine. All right, so. Gotta get myself sorted here. It's hard to wrangle the surfboard around here.
Thrive on
is waiting for you, my Lord. Tomorrow's so much more, your tomorrow on the winter time. Child mine, you are the brightest star, the dearest dream I've ever known. Love's lasting light, come shining deep within this mother's heart. So watch you grow. There is a road, that road is all you're on. We are here. You need not walk alone, please not fear. Each coming new unknown, so wait to lift your wings, child mine.
Got to say, that's by Bill Staines, who actually lives up here, as far as I know, right now.
Oh, excellent.
And what a brilliant musician and performer and writer he is. Apparently, a bunch of parents came to him, this is what I heard anyway, and said, we want a song that'll help our kids to understand how much we love them and not to turn to anything that's going to hurt them or drugs or anything like that that's going to, like, ruin their lives, you know, and we want them to know how much we care about them. And so that's what he came up with as a song. I think he did a pretty good job myself.
Yeah.
So
that's better than the workshops they have in high school.
It's always touched my heart, that song. It's just, wow, and to hear him do it. And he wrote also the Roseville Fair. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but some beautiful songs he's written.
And he's living in Portsmouth?
No, he's living in New Hampshire, but I don't know where. And I haven't seen him in a couple of years. But
maybe he'll turn out this Irish festival. You
think? I hope so. He's not necessarily an Irish performer. He does
his own
contemporary and folk stuff. Yeah. So.
Okay. So that's the story. Let's get back to, you know, I started to tell the listeners that where they could hear you and that you're playing Sundays in different places. But then I stopped. But if you want to get out and hear Moira Kelly live, she is playing Sundays in different places. So where are the different, the Sundays again? There's like the...
So Sunday earlier at like 11:30 in Boston, right down near the Government Center at Hennessy's, mm-hmm. Irish Pub. Mm-hmm. And it faces right over to the Holocaust Monument. So it's right across from that and on the little tiny street. And then I'm playing at the Dog Bar in Gloucester on Main Street on Sunday evenings, second and fourth Sundays, at from like 6 till 8:30, and alternate Sundays. Sometimes I play up here at Rira because Rira has music at 5, Celtic session at 5 on a Sunday, and sometimes I play at the Landing in Manchester by the Sea in Massachusetts at about like 6 till about 9. And then sometimes I play other places too, it depends, but that's, God bless. So that's that's pretty much where I played. And I'm playing this Friday night at the Press Room with the group that's been playing there for over 25 years. And that's the, kind of, it's like a jam session. It's all kinds of stuff. And bring your instruments down if you like to do your, as they say in Ireland, your party piece. So whatever is your amazing song that you love to sing. And it's a really nice venue. A lot of great people there.
Excellent. Now, is the dog bar a bar that allows dogs? Is your dog allowed in?
No, there's actually a sandbar that's out in the harbor of Gloucester that's called the dog bar. It was like a huge sandbar, and then they put rocks on top of it, so now it's a jetty.
Okay.
And people fish off of it.
Oh, so it's a beautiful setting. It's like gorgeous scenery. Kind of.
But this is just named after that jetty.
Oh, okay.
In downtown. Okay. And it just happens to be called that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's dive into this dark-eyed sailor. That sounds kind of intriguing.
Okay.
So we are live with Moira Kelly, and this is Dark-Eyed Sailor.
See if I can remember it. It's not coming to my head. I am lost. I cannot remember the first three words of it. I can remember the chorus, and I can't think of it. I'll have to go to another one because
yeah,
it's a minute.
Kind of, you know what I was curious about is hear a drizzle of the rain. I feel like I may have heard it before, but
yes,
I'm not
you
quite
have
sure.
Because it's a Paul Simon song.
Oh, that's what. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah. I'll come back to that because
okay.
I always know that one. I don't know where my head went, but I can't remember it right now. So.
It's too handsome of an image, maybe. It's distracting. All right.
Yeah, I hope those words come back because I really love that song, too. So this is a harp one, so I'll do a harp one now.
Right. I hear the drizzle of the rain, my
yeah,
recalling.
Okay.
The only truth I I watch the drops of rain leave their weary path and die. I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you.
Still live with Moira Kelly, and if you've been procrastinating calling in, I'd recommend doing it soon. We are at 603-430-9722, and if you're a friend or fan of Moira Kelly's or a total stranger, you're welcome to give us a call if you're enjoying the music out there. Wow, we have a bunch of music left. We might even have to pick and choose here.
I know.
I think I can get the Dark Eyed Sailor. I thought okay. I had the words, and then I thought it was a different song, and it is actually those words. So
okay.
I'll try that. Yeah.
All right. Always go with, they said that about tests. Always go with your first instinct. Depends what your first instinct is.
Oh, no. I never did well with doing that.
My first instinct is just not to answer the question at all.
Yeah, right. As I walk by the dark side one evening so rare, leaving the summer to take the air, well, I spied a female and a sailor boy, and I stood to listen, stood to listen. To hear what they might say. She said, pretty maid, why do you run all alone by yonder lea? But she heaved a sigh, and the tears they did roll. For my dark eyed sailor, he plows the stormy seas. He said, you must drive him from your mind, for another young man he surely shall find. Love, it grows cold and it fades away, like a winter's morning, like a winter's morning. The fields are clad in snow. She said, I will not forsake my dear, although we've been parted and it's been easy here. But for he was gentle, not Arabic like you, to induce a maiden, to induce a maiden to slight the jacket. Then one half of the ring young William did show. She ran all distracted, grief and woe. Ilium I have gold in store for my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor. He has returned to me. Now there is a cottage by yonder thee. This couple, they live there, and they do agree. Well, now may it you be true, while your love is at sea. For a stormy morning, for a stormy morning, brings on a sunny day.
So that's Dark-Eyed Sailor.
Dark-Eyed Sailor. All right. I got a bunch of songs here. You tell me which ones that you know. We probably can fit in like roughly three of them, maybe four of them. But I've got Sadi Gardens, Tune in A, Tune in E. We could do Down by the Glenside, Golden, Rattlin' Boy.
Oh, Rattlin' Bug.
Rattlin' Bog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a kind of a fast one.
Is that an a cappella one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I could try that one.
Let's try that, yeah.
And then I'll do the tune in A, because that's just an instrumental on the harp, but I'll do that.
Okay.
Rattlin' Bog one. So this is apparently a song that's pretty old, and it's sort of like the bog down in the valley-o.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, a fellow came up from Czechoslovakia while I was in Ireland, and he said, listen to this, you know, and he started singing this song, and it was the exact same thing, but it was in Czechoslovakian, and it wasn't the same tune, but it was the same story and everything. He had more verses to it, but anyway, It's kind of long, but.
So that traveled all the way to Czechoslovakia,
well,
or all the way from Czechoslovakia.
Well, who knows where it came from first, but it was kind of interesting to me, and it's not that surprising, I suppose, because like I said about the gypsy songs, like they go around and then people pick them up and hear them and whatever. And
right. That's what gypsies do. They wander around.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ships that came by Ireland from all over the place. And they don't even really know where St. Patrick came from. They think maybe he was Italian because ships were always traveling. Columbus stopped in Galway before he came here.
Huh.
And I didn't know that till I got over there. There's a statue of Columbus down in Galway in the center. And it's like,
well, at least
he
didn't take
here?
It over.
Yeah. Isabella had her eyes brighter for something else, I guess. So I'll do this one before I fall asleep. Not fall asleep, but I'm falling kind of into that kind of mid-afternoon. Oh, no, I'm getting weary. So
well, your music is so soothing. It is very soothing.
Well,
so.
This one won't be.
All right. Rattlin' Bog.
Ho, ro, the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. In that bog there was a tree, a rare tree, the rattlin' tree. Tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rattlin' bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. On that tree there was a limb, a rare limb. The rat and them, them on the tree, and the tree and the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. On that limb there was a branch, a rare branch, the rat and branch, branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree and the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat and bog, the bog down in the valley, oh. On that branch there was a nest, a rare nest, the rat, the nest, nest on the branch, and the limb on the tree, and the bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat, and bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat, and bog down in the valley, oh. In that nest there was an egg, a rare egg, the rat, the egg, egg in the nest, and the nest on the branch, and the limb on the tree, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat, and bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ro, the rat, and bog down in the valley, oh. On that egg there was a speck, a
rear, speck the rat and speck on the egg, and the egg in the nest and the branch, and the branch and the limb and the tree, and the tree and the bog down in the valley, oh, ho, row, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh, ho, row, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh, on that speck there was a feather, a rear feather, the rat and feather on the speck, and speck on the egg, and the egg in the nest on the branch, and the branch and the limb and the tree, and the tree and the bog down in the valley, oh, ho, row, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh, ho, row, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh, ho, row, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh, ho, row, the rat and bog down in the valley, oh.
Yeah. It's got some rhythm on it, too. All right. That was
Kids song.
Kids song, Rattlin' Bog. Very cool. Very danceable, too. All right. We are still live with Moira Kelly, and I think we're going to jump into TuneIn A. I have a friend from Ireland. He did a radio show here for a while called Senior Magazine. It was a wonderful show.
What is it called?
It was called Senior Magazine. The show no longer exists, but we were really sorry to lose him as a show. And his name is Finn Connell. He's a great part of the community, and he is from Ireland. He still has the accent. And wonderful storyteller, wonderful interviewer. And I wanted to dedicate an Irish song to him. And I thought TuneIn A would be safe because I figured there can't possibly be anything in TuneIn A that would be like, you know, I love you or I hate you or, you know, anything like that. So
yeah, it's just instrumental. That's all.
Right, that's safe. And it's, this goes out to Finn Connell.
This is written by Michael Rooney, okay, who is an amazing harpist from Monaghan in Ireland. And he, I have gone to his workshops and stuff, and I landed in my grandmother's village, my granny's village, when I was over there, and it took me a few days to kind of get myself settled and stuff, and I was trying to find my relatives and stuff like that, and I had met him over here doing a workshop over here in New York State in the Catskills during Irish Arts Week in the summer. It's in July in the summer every year, and I said, oh, I'm coming over to study. And he said, well, you can learn from my sister. He was walking down the street in my granny's obscure, tiny little village the second day I was in her village. And I said, Michael Rooney. And he was shocked and I was shocked.
Wow.
And it was so cool. And it turned out his wife lived not too far away from my granny's village. So he was hanging out there and he was writing music there in my grandmother's village. So it's kind of wild how those things happen. You know, a lot of those things did happen there. So this, I don't really know what the title of this is, but anyway.
But it's one of his songs.
Yeah. But it's in A anyway, so. And it's from his Dreacht album.
Thank you.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. This has been Moira Kelly live, and the show is on iTunes. It's going to be on Podomatic. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on WSCAFM.org, and she is going to be playing out Sundays in Gloucester. Do you have a website too? People can like Google your name and see your schedule if they'd like. Or
I don't, but they can contact me at Harpo, H-A-R-P-E-A-U, one word, at Gmail.
Okay,
that's and I'll tell them what I'm doing.
Tell them, all right, good. Get your following. Well, thank you so much for coming up and playing.
Thank you for having me.
Gorgeous.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we have 1 minute, and you go out with whatever kind of bang you want. You get a minute,
okay.
And then we get an hour of DJ Otis, and we will see you next week, people.
Goodness is here like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden first, their love so sweet and clear and warm. Slowly, slowly you walk your path that you slowly, slowly walk your path. You might never fall in love at all. Golden, goldenness is here, like the morning.